It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Marshfield High School. We've got Scissor Boys basketball action for you tonight. Scissor Boys taking on the Marshfield Blue Jays here in Marshfield. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains. Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer. Part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, and Negri Plumbing of West Plains. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains. J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains and Thayer. Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer. Simmons Bank of West Plains. Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains. The Scissor Zone and Toyota, both of West Plains. Your boosters for the ball game tonight: Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains. Carter Funeral Home, West Plains is there, and Bless Your Heart Boutique, West Plains and Alton. It's the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes, and we will talk some Scissor Boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes. Book a hotel room and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The Christmas savings continue at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Save $50 on in-stock fire disc cookers. Take 10% off case and old-timer knives, ride-in-the-rain notepads, and wild bird feeders. And select Heston National Finals Rodeo Buckles are $18 to $20. See their Facebook page for all the savings. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply is proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
For over 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Scissor Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Marshfield, Missouri. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. And the Scissors getting ready to take on the Marshfield Blue Jays. Scissors coming in with a record of 5-2. So is the Marshfield Blue Jays. They come in with a record of 5-2. So both these teams, they stack up pretty good against each other. Size-wise and everything. So we're looking for a real good ball game here tonight between the Scissors and the Blue Jays. So far tonight, the freshman contest, West Plains won at 53-45. In the JV contest, Marshfield won that one 40-35, but it was a lot closer. Neither team had more than a two-point lead until the last few seconds of the ball game when Marshfield opened up a five-point lead, and that's how they won a 40-35. So this will be the rubber game of the match tonight. Have to see how the Zizzers come out and play here on the road after losing last Friday night at Rogersville in a close ball game, in a ball game that the Zizzers should have won. They outplayed the Rogersville Wildcats. And if it wasn't for a few calls, the Zizzers would have won that game over Rogersville. But Rogersville gets the win last Friday night. The Zizzers have to regroup and play again tonight. And so we'll just have to see how they come out and start this game off tonight against the Marshfield Blue Jays. All right, we're going to take a break while we do the national anthem, and when we come back, we will have your starting lineups. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and West Plains pregame show. Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
The school sports season is upon us. Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
It's Zizzer. Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Marshfield. We've had the playing of our national anthem, so now we're ready for the introduction of the starting lineups for the ball game tonight between the West Plains Zizzers and the Marshfield Blue Jays. Crystal Wood will be the first one out for the Zizzer boys. Here comes Owen Harris. Dagan Green up next. Taylor Harrison will be next. And rounding out the top five will be Connor Lair for Coach Shane Benson and his 5-2 West Plains Zizzers. Coach Benson assisted by Blaine Armstrong and Mason Miller. Marshfield Blue Jays coming in with a record of 5-2. Peyton McBride, the first one out. Blake Anderson will be next. Owen Curley. Zach Means. And Landon Wilson will round out the starting five for the Marshfield Blue Jays. They are 5-2 on the season, coached by Coach Adam Carpenter, assisted by Gage Myers and Jared Olson. So we are ready to go. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and West Plains pregame show. It's time to play a little varsity basketball action. Looks like jumping center for Marshfield will be Means, and it'll be Taylor Harrison for the West Plains Zizzers. So we are ready to go. Hope you're ready to go at home. And it's going to be controlled by Marshfield. So McBride will have it first. He'll give it up to Curley. Now they'll come around the horn to McBride on the right wing. He's trying to drive the lane. Gets cut off. Kicks it back outside to Mings. Mings is going to drive the lane. Offensive foul on Mings. That'll be his first team foul. And the Zizzers will get the basketball. So the basket won't count. And now Marshfield with a half-court trapping press here. Harris with the basketball. Taylor now. Harrison on the right wing. Harrison looking. He'll go back up top to Harris. He'll come around left side to Green. Back up top to Harris. Owen Harris with the basketball. And Marshfield in a 2-3 zone. Harris, top of the key, right side to Harrison on the wing. They'll give it to Lair. Turnaround jumper is no good. And the rebound comes down to Mings. Here comes Marshfield up the floor. Mings with it. And the Zizzers playing some man-to-man to start the game here. Curley with the basketball. Almost stolen by Connor Lair. And here comes McBride with the basketball. Kicks it out. Jumper on the baseline is no good that time by Wilson. And it's Connor Lair with the rebound for the Zizzers. Harris on the right wing, up top to Lair now. Left side to Harrison, he'll fire the three, it's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Marshfield basketball. Just underway, 6:38 to go first quarter, and no score. Marshfield with the ball. And it'll be Mings to bring it up. He'll give it up to Wilson now up top. They give it to Curley. Back to Mings. Now it's McBride with it. McBride trying to drive. Gets cut off. He'll go back up top to Anderson now. Down in the right corner will be Curley. And the jumper is going to be good by McBride. Marshfield draws first blood. It's 2-0. 6:08 to go first quarter. Owen Harris gives it up to Harrison. He'll get it across the timeline. Back to Harris. And it'll be Dagan Green back up top to Harris. Now it's Harrison on the left wing. Taylor Harrison looking. He'll go back to Owen Harris now. Harris up top gives it to Green on the right side. They'll come back left side to Harris on the wing. Down the baseline inside. Bristol Woods shot up. It's no good, but we've got a foul. Bristol Woods going to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul's going to go against Mings, and that is his second team foul on Marshfield. So Bristol Wood gets the first free throw to fall, and the Zizzers are on the board. Sean Tinsley will check in. Connor Lair comes out for the Zizzers. And also in will be Bull for Marshfield, as Mings will sit down with the two fouls. Wood misses the free throw. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the side. 2-1, Marshfield with the lead, 5:38 to go first quarter. And Green will throw it in to Harris. Owen Harris going to set the offense now. Green on the right wing, Harris up top. They'll come left side to Harrison. Harrison back to Owen Harris on the right wing. He'll dribble up top. Green now left wing up top to Harris. And Owen Harris directing some traffic. Now he's going to give it to Harrison on the right wing. Bristol Wood inside. The floater will not go. And rebound comes down to Marshfield. So it'll be McBride to bring it up the floor across the timeline. Zizzer's still in that man-to-man. And McBride goes right down the lane. And there's an offensive foul. Owen Harris takes the charge. McBride gets called for the charge. That's the third team foul on Marshfield. Now Gunnar Robbins will come in, and Bristol Wood's going to have a seat for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers will get the basketball. 4:57 to go here in the first quarter. It's 2-1, Marshfield. Harris crossed the timeline, gets it back to Harrison on the left wing. Down to Green, back up to Harrison. He'll take it up top. Owen Harris on the right wing now. Harrison up top again. Back to Green on the right wing. Green trying to drive, gets it to Harrison. He's going to fire from the wing, and it is no good over the top of the backboard. Marshfield will get it with 4.5 minutes to go first quarter, and it's still 2-1. Marshfield with the lead. McBride will bring it up the floor for the Blue Jays. He'll give it up to Anderson. Anderson gives it to Curley. They'll go inside underneath. And now they'll kick it back out top of the key for three. It's good. And that one is going to be Anderson hitting the three for Marshfield. It's 5-1. Blue Jays with the lead. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Harris on the right wing, up top to Dagan Green. Back to Harris. Now they'll go Gunnar Robbins down the right corner. Taylor Harrison lost it, but inside Tinsley will kick it back out. It's stolen away by Anderson. Marshfield with the basketball. Down into the corner is Bull. Back up top to McBride. He'll pull up for the jumper, and it's good for two. McBride's got four in the ball game. It's 7-1. Marshfield with the lead. Harris with the basketball. Gives it to Harrison. Back to Harris. Harris up top. Left side, Green. Green around to Harris on the right wing. Back up top to Dagan Green. Back to Harris. Owen Harris gives it to Harrison. Now it's Green on the left wing. They'll go cross court. Now Owen Harris fires and hits the three. Owen Harris with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers trailing by three with 2:55 to go first quarter. They'll go inside, and ball stolen away by the Zizzers. Harrison will bring it up the floor. Taylor Harrison with the basketball. Gives it to Green on the right wing. Dagan Green coming up top. He'll go Harris on the left wing. Down the baseline is Tinsley. And it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. So Connor Lair going to come in, and Tinsley will have a seat. Hunter McCullough going to check in, and Harris will have a seat for the Zizzers. It'll be Zizzer ball down in the left corner. And let's see, are we ready to go? Waiting on something. Now we're ready to go. Taylor Harrison will throw it in. Gives it to Connor Lair at the free throw line. Green from the right wing. Shot up. No good. And it's going out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. 2:29 to go first quarter. Zizzer's trailing by three, and Hunter McCullough going to throw it in. On the right side, down close to the corner. Green now on the right wing. Back to Hunter McCullough. McCullough up top. He'll give it up to Robbins. Robbins to Green now on the left wing. Harrison now on the right wing. He'll dribble up top. And now it's McCullough. They'll go, try to go inside to Robbins. Knocked away. It'll be Zizzer ball underneath. So the Zizzers will have the ball underneath the basket. McCullough to throw it in. And he'll get it to Connor Lair on the baseline. Gunnar Robbins, top of the key, shot no good. Rebound almost. Green almost had it. Goes off his fingertips out of bounds. And it'll be Marshfield ball with 2:05 to go first quarter. Now the Zizzers are now, well, let's see. Looks like they're falling back in a 2-3 zone now. Anderson with the basketball. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Zizzer basketball as the Marshfield throws it away. So some sloppy passing here in the first quarter. McCullough brings it across the timeline for the Zizzers. Coming to the left side, and now he'll go to Harrison up top. Green on the right wing. Dagan Green trying to drive, gives it to Harrison. Connor Lair from the wing hits the three. Connor Lair with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. We're all tied up at 7 with a minute 25 to go here. Anderson with the basketball, and he'll pitch it out. Left side for 3, no good. And Connor Lair with the rebound up the floor to Green on the right wing. Dagan Green brings it back out. He'll go Lair up top. They'll go left side to McCullough. He'll dribble up top of the key as they set the offense now. McCullough goes to Harrison on the left wing. Harrison gives it back to Green on the right wing. Down the right corner is McCullough. He'll dribble up on that right wing. He's going to bring it all the way up top this time. Hunter McCullough comes left side to Connor Lair. Looking, they go into Harrison on the baseline. Harrison fakes, shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Marshfield. 38 seconds to go first quarter. We're all tied up at 7, and McBride will bring it up the floor. Zizzers in a trapping defense now right now. 2-3 zone, trying to trap. And they'll go baseline. Bull, he'll kick it back out. Out of the corner, that's no good. But Bull gets the rebound, but he missed the shot. Harrison with it, 15 seconds. Harrison with the basketball. 11 seconds to go in the quarter. McCullough with it. Back to Taylor Harrison, down to 7 seconds. Taylor Harrison trying to make something happen. He'll go underneath. Gunnar Robin, shot up and good. Gunnar Robin. At the end of 1, West Plains 9 and Marshfield 7. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zipper Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Marshfield. Zizzers lead at 9-7 as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. In the West Plains Zizzers, we'll get the basketball to start the second quarter. And it'll be McCullough, Green, Harrison, Lair, and Wood in the ballgame for the Zizzers. So here we go. McCullough with the basketball. Marshfield looking to trap. And McCullough with it. And Green tried to save it, but he couldn't. And it's a turnover on the Zizzers. So Marshfield will get the basketball. And looks like it'll be McBride to bring it up. He'll give it up to Mings. Mings back in the ball game. He's got 2 fouls here. Curley with the basketball now. They'll give it up to the other Curley. Down Mings underneath. He'll spin. He traveled with the basketball. Turnover on Marshfield. Now Mason Cox is going to come in. Dagan Green will get a break for the Zizzers. Hunter McCullough going to bring it up. Marshfield waiting to do that half-court trap again. Harrison back to McCullough. McCullough back to Harrison across the timeline. He'll come to the left side and cross court to McCullough. McCullough kicks it down to Wood. Connor Lair is going to drive, puts the floater up, and it will not fall. Rebound comes down to Wilson, and here comes McBride up the floor. He'll shoot the 3, and it's good. McBride now has 7 in the ball game. And Marshfield has a 1-point lead. McCullough across the timeline to Harrison. Now Wood with the basketball. Cross court to McCullough. McCullough up top now. That's the offense. Lair on the left wing. Connor Lair now gives it to Cox on the left wing. Cox dribbles up, goes to Harrison down the left corner. Back up top to Cox, around the horn to McCullough on the right wing. Back to Cox up top. Now they'll go Lair inside to Harrison. Harrison shot up, no good. It's going to be partially blocked. It'll be Zizzer ball out of bounds underneath the basket. McCullough will throw it in for the Zizzers. Zizzers trailing by one with 6:25 to go. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer ball once again underneath the basket. Harris is going to come in. McCullough going to come out for the Zizzers. And Owen Harris will throw the ball in now under the basket for the Zizzers. Cox out of the corner for three. That's no good. And a rebound for Anderson. Here comes Marshfield up the floor in the corner. They'll go back to McBride up top. Around the horn they go. Mings on the right wing. Mings trying to drive. It's knocked away by Connor Lair, and it'll be Marshfield ball underneath. 6:08 to go first half. Marshfield with a 10-9 lead. And Mings will throw it in. Goes inside, and it's stolen by the Zizzers. Owen Harris will bring it up the floor. Harris kicked it over to Harrison down the corner. He'll fake and hit the jumper. Taylor Harrison's got his first points of the ball game. Zizzer lead is one with 5:52 to go first half. Curley with the basketball. McBride on the left wing. Curley up top. Back to McBride. He's going to shoot a long three, and it's in and out, no good. Bristol Wood with the rebound. Cox gives it up to Harris. Harris will set the offense for the Zizzers. Owen Harris up top, left side to Harrison. Taylor Harrison right side to Harris on the wing. Harrison up top, now it's Cox. Down the baseline is Connor Lair, kicks it out. Bristol Wood, top of the key for three. Bristol Wood with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. The Zizzers lead it by four with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. And it'll be Anderson. And it's stolen away by Mason Cox. Owen Harris will bring it up the floor. Up top is Harris. He'll give it to Harrison now on the right wing. Taylor will dribble up top, gives it back to Owen. Owen up top to Connor Lair now. Lair goes to Cox on the right wing. Up top to Owen Harris. And then left side, Harrison's going to shoot the three. It's no good. And loose basketball going to be picked up by McBride for Marshfield. Up the floor they come. And it'll be Anderson with it. They'll go down on the baseline. Now they'll kick it back out to McBride. He'll try to drive. Pull-up jumper is good. McBride now with 9 of Marshfield's 12 points in the ballgame. Zizzer lead is 2, 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Harrison down in the corner is Wood. Connor Lair up top. Owen Harris now to shoot the three. It's no good. McBride with the rebound. Here comes Marshfield up the floor. McBride across the timeline. Gives it over to Anderson. Anderson will give it to Wilson. Now McBride, another three. He hit air ball that time. Connor Lair gets it. Gives it up to Owen Harris. He'll bring it up the floor. It's knocked out of bounds by Marshfield. It'll be Zizzer ball on the side. Tinsley, Robbins, and Green will check in. Cox, Lair, and Bristol Woods will have a seat for the Zizzers. Owen Harris with the basketball. Green back to Harris up top. Left side now. That'll be Harrison. Green down the left corner. Green cross court to Harris on the right wing. Owen Harris dribbles back up top. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Dagan Green with it. Gives it to Harris up top. Now it's Harrison on the right wing. Underneath is Gunnar Robbins. He missed the shot, but he's going to be fouled. Gunnar Robbins going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. See who that foul is going to be called on. And Wilson picks up his first. That's a 14 foul on Marshfield. So Gunnar Robbins goes to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one is good. Robbins now with 3 points in the ball game. Zizzer lead is three with 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw from Gunnar Robbins is no good. And McBride with the rebound from Marshfield. Wilson up the floor to Mings. Mings is going to drive and score on the layup. And it's back to a one-point Zizzer lead. Harris across the timeline. Green on the left wing. Back up to Harris. They'll go Harrison at the free throw line. He'll go in the lane. Pull-up jumper off the glass. Rolls around and comes out. Rebound to Mings. Mings will bring it up the floor. Mings with it now up top. Gives it to Wilson. Now they go McBride. Nope, they go underneath to Wilson, and he scores. And West Plains wants timeout. 2:31 to go, second quarter. And Marshfield leads it 16-15 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the basketball. 100.9 the train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Marshfield. 2:31 to go, second quarter. Marshfield leads it 16-15. Zizzers with the basketball. Marshfield back in that half-court trap. Harrison across the timeline. Gives it up top to Green. Now it's Robbins on the left wing. Tried to get it in to Harrison. And up the floor, Marshfield comes after stealing the basketball, and the long three is good by Anderson. That's his second three-pointer, and it's a four-point lead for Marshfield. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Harrison to Owen Harris now on the left wing. Harris will come up top. Now it's left side. That'll be Harrison. He'll come up top with the basketball. Green on the right wing. Back to Harrison. They'll swing it around the horn. Owen Harris on the baseline. He'll kick it underneath. Tinsley in the ball game. And we're going to have a foul underneath. Sean Tinsley had the basketball. A lot of contact. And the foul is going to go against Marshfield. And that one's going to go against Curley, his first. Fifth team foul. Tinsley will come out. Robbins comes out. Bristol Wood comes in, and Connor Lair comes in. He'll throw it underneath Lair. He'll kick it out to Green from the wing. It's good. Dagan Green. It's the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers trail by one with a minute 28 to go, second quarter. Wilson to McBride up top, and around the horn they come to Anderson. Back to McBride. Wilson at the free throw line underneath to Mings for the easy basket. Mings got behind the defense and scores. Harrison brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Harris. Owen Harris now to Green. Green back to Harris. Down the left corner is Bristol Wood. And Connor Lair now up top. Lair goes back to Harrison on the left corner. Taylor Harrison comes up to the left wing, looking to drive. Nothing there, and they're going to say he traveled with a basketball. 46 seconds to go, second quarter, and the Zizzers trail by three. Marshfield has the basketball. McBride will bring it up the floor. And Zizzers back in a man-to-man defense now. Wilson with it. He'll go across. They'll go down to Mings on the block. Mings will kick it back out. That'll be Anderson with it. Now it's going to be McBride up top. McBride to the free throw line. And got a whistle for something. They're going to call a foul here. And the foul is going to go against Dagan Green of the Zizzers, his first team foul for the Zizzers. So Marshfield will throw it in. McBride has it with 21 seconds. McBride gives it up to Anderson up top. And they'll give it up to Means now. And underneath, easy basket underneath for Curley. And Marshfield is getting behind the Zither defense with ease here, getting some easy baskets. Owen Harris hits the three. The Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer at the half. It is Marshfield 23, the West Plains Zizzers 21. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield, the heart of the Ozarks medical equipment, the West Plains halftime show. And the Zizzers trail Marshfield, 23-21 here at the half. For the Zizzers, 6 points for Owen Harris, 4 points for Bristol Wood, 3 for Dagan Green, Taylor Harrison with 2, and 3 for Connor Lair, 3 points for Gunnar Robbins, and nobody is in foul trouble. For Marshfield, 9 points for McBride, 6 for Anderson, Curley with 2, Mings with 4, and Wilson with 2, and nobody's in foul trouble for Marshfield. Zizzers led it 9-7 at the end of the first quarter, and Marshfield leads it 23-21 here at the half. The Zizzers led by as many as 4 points in the second quarter. Zizzers going to have to tighten up the defense because Marshfield has been able to get behind the Zizzer defense and get some layups here in the second quarter. And that's enabled them to have a two-point lead, 23-21 here at the half. Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
The Ozarks' winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzer. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains have been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. They invite you to visit their new showroom at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop in for a visit at Toyota of West Plains.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Save big on your Christmas shopping at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Boots and shirts are 15% off. Belts, caps, and accessories, 20% off. Montana silversmiths, 30% off. And there's lots of in-store specials on jeans and more. See their Facebook page for all the savings at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Marshfield, the heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show. Marshfield leads the West Plains Zizzer Boys 23-21 here at the half. Earlier tonight, the freshman contest, West Plains won it 53-45. In the JV contest, West Plains lost to Marshfield 40-35. I want to thank our boosters for the ball game tonight. Bless Your Heart Boutique, West Plains and Alton. Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman. Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Ward to all of West Plains. Those are our boosters bringing you the ball game here tonight. Our sponsors bringing you the ball game, Toyota and the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mount Home in West Plains, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Negri Plumbing, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, all of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, and Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains. That's the folks bringing you the ball game here tonight. 23-21, That's our score here at the half. And both teams back to the benches now, getting some last-minute instructions from their coaches. Hope you enjoyed the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. As we get ready to start the third quarter of play, with the Zizzers trailing by two, and looks like, if I can see the arrow correctly, looks like Marshfield will get the basketball to start the third quarter of play. For the Zizzers, it will be the original starting lineup: Harris, Green, Harrison, Wood, and Lair. And yes, Marshfield will get the basketball to start the third quarter. All right. So throwing it in will be Curley. And the Zizzers are opening up with a man-to-man defense. And it'll be Mings out top. Gives it to McBride on the right wing. That's Wilson up top. They'll bring it around the horn. Now they go inside. Connor Lair steals the basketball. Lair gives it off to Taylor Harrison. Harrison cross court to Green. Green trying to drive. Now kicks it back out to Harris. Over to Green. They'll go Connor Lair on the left wing. Bristol Wood tried to get it inside, and it's knocked away. Here comes Marshfield the other way. And Green steals the basketball, but they're going to say he kicked it. So it'll be Marshfield ball under the basket. Mings will throw it in for Marshfield. Just underway third quarter with the Zizzers trailing by two. McBride on the left wing. They'll go to Mings down on the block. Mings, now he'll spin, puts the shot up and in. Mings with 6 points, and the Zizzers trail by four. Harrison with the basketball. Back to Harris. Back to Harrison across the timeline. Now it'll be Green. Green from that left wing, and it's no good. McBride with the rebound. Here comes Marshfield. McBride up top. He'll give it up to Mings now. Mings back to McBride on the right wing. Now they go Wilson, and around the horn they go. To Curley on the left wing, up top, and the three-pointer is no good by McBride. Connor Lair with a rebound for the Zizzers. Gives it to Owen Harris. And now, Marshfield's falling back in a 2-3 zone. Green with the basketball up top. Left side to Harrison. Back to Harris, now up top. Harrison with it. Back to Owen Harris. Harrison, and Taylor Harrison up top to Dayton Green. Back to Harrison. They'll go to Lair. Bristol Wood underneath and missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Marshfield. McBride will bring it up the floor. The Zizzers got what they wanted. Got the look inside. But Bristol Wood missed the little three-footer. And now it'll be Mings with the basketball to McBride. He'll put the shot up, and it will not go. Wood with the rebound. Owen Harris brings it up. Owen Harris, left side to Harrison. Harrison going down on the baseline block to Lair. Cross court to Green, who'll fire from the wing. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Marshfield. Zizzers are cold here, shooting the ball in the third quarter. Mings up top with the basketball. And Wood almost had it knocked away as a steal. And the three-pointer is good by Anderson. Anderson just hit his third three-pointer. And Connor Lair is going to come out. Sean Tinsley comes in for the Zizzers. It's a 7-point Marshfield lead with 5 minutes to go third quarter. And now Marshfield back to trying to trap at half court. And Harris throws it over the head of Green into the backcourt. And that'll be a violation. So Marshfield will get the basketball on the side, close to the baseline. And timeout is called. 4:54 to go, third quarter. It's 28-21. Marshfield with the lead. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. They invite you to visit their new showroom at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop in for a visit at Toyota of West Plains.
Yes. Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield. Blue Jays have opened up their biggest lead of the ball game, 28-21. Marshfield has the ball on the side. And it'll be Anderson to throw it in. They'll go up top to Curley. Scissors in a man-to-man defense right now. Curley gives it up to Mings. Mings down on the baseline. Kind of looked like that Anderson carried the ball right there. Coach Benson kind of thought so too, but no call from the official. McBride up top for the Blue Jays. Gives it to Mings up top. Back to Wilson. Anderson to Mings. Mings on the left wing. He'll drive down and score. And Mings is making a living here just getting layups down the lane. That time, it's now a 9-point lead for Marshfield. Harris on the left wing. Crystal Wood with it now. And it is knocked away. And coming the other way is Curley. Shot up, and Curley's going to the free throw line to shoot two. Zizzer's on the foul. I believe it's going to be Owen Harris. Let's take a look and see. Yep, Owen Harris picks up his first. And that'll be the first team foul on the Zizzers. And Curley at the free throw line to shoot two, and he makes the first one. Curley's got three in the ball game, and it's now a 10-point lead for Marshfield. Green comes out. Eric Davidson comes in. Bristol Wood comes out. And Gunnar Robbins in for the Zizzers. And the second free throw is good by Curley. So now Marshfield with their biggest lead of the ball game, 11 points, 32-21 with 3:55 to go here in the third quarter. Harrison with the basketball. Back to Harris. Up top to Harrison. On the wing, he'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. For two, Taylor Harrison. And timeout call, 3:41 to go, third quarter, 32-23. Marshfield with the lead. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzer. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield. Zizzer's full court man-to-man now. And it is McBride with the basketball for Marshfield. He'll bring it across the timeline. Gives it up to Anderson. Up top to Mings now. Mings with the basketball, and it's stolen away by Sean Tinsley. Tinsley missed the layup. Harrison with the rebound, and he misses the shot. Taylor Harrison's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going against Summers, his first team foul on Marshfield. Harrison's first free throw is no good. Rolls off the rim. Tinsley will come out. Connor Lair back into the ball game. Harrison, second free throw is good for Taylor Harrison. So Harrison's got five in the ball game. And the Zizzers trail by 8 with 3:19 to go third quarter. McBride will bring it up the floor. McBride gives it up to Mings. Mings. McBride on the right wing now. Up top to Summers. They'll come left side. In the lane, kicking it out. That'll be Curley with the basketball. Around the horn they come. Mings, they try to go inside. Loose basketball, but it's picked up by Marshfield. And it's going to be Zizzer basketball off the hands of Wilson. So Zizzers will get the basketball. They trail by eight with 2:48 to go third quarter. Harris and Marshfield looking for that half-court trap again. Owen Harris with the basketball. Davidson now on the left wing. Back to Harris. Taylor Harrison up top. He'll come to the right wing. Connor Lair up top. Lair to the right wing. Back to Harrison. Looking inside, nothing there. Now Owen Harris will shoot from the wing. No good. Harrison, and Harrison's going to throw it off. The Marshfield player. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. And Taylor Harrison threw that ball and hit, I believe, McBride in a really bad spot, folks. McBride's going to sit on the floor for just a few moments. Now they're going to help him up. McBride might be talking with a little higher voice here for a while, folks. Let's just put it that way. Owen Harris to throw it in on the baseline. Gets it to Harrison. Back to Harris. Owen Harris on the right wing. Up top to Connor Lair. Lair. Left side to Gunnar Robbins. Back to Lair. They'll go to Harris now up top. Now it's Davidson. They'll go to Lair. Back to Harris. Owen Harris will shoot the three. In and out. No good. McBride with the rebound for Marshfield. Up the floor they come. It'll be Curley with the basketball. Gives it back to McBride. He'll shoot. Top of the key, no good. Rebound underneath is up and good by Bull. Bull's got his first point for the ball game, and it's back to a 10-point lead for Marshfield. Davidson on the left wing. Harris up top. Harris comes right side to Harrison. Harrison back up top to Harris. Owen Harris back to Harrison, left wing. Davidson tries a three. It's going to be blocked by Means. And McBride will bring it up the floor with a minute 12 to go. Third quarter, and the Zizzers trailing by 10. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield ball underneath. Hunter McCullough is going to come in. Eric Davidson will come out for the Zizzers. And let's see, it'll be Curley to throw it in for Marshfield under the basket. Curley looking. And now he'll get it. Easy pass to Bull. And the Zizzers, there is just absolutely no defense on the interior for the Zizzers here tonight. As Marshfield continues to get behind the Zizzer defense and just score on very easy baskets. Taylor Harrison trying to drive. Kicks it out to McCullough on the left wing. Up top to Harrison. Owen Harris on the right wing. Back up to Harrison. Now it's McCullough on the left wing. McCullough goes to Harrison down in the left corner. Harrison trying to drive. Gunnar Robbins inside. He'll fake, puts the shot up and scores. Gunnar Robbins with five in the ball game. And it's back to a 10-point lead for Marshfield. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Marshfield with the basketball. And once again, but he missed the shot this time, was Curley. He was all alone. Harrison from the wing for three. It's no good. And the rebound. And we're going to have a foul. Nope, wait a minute. Are we going to have a foul or not? And no, no foul. 36-26. Marshfield with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield. We start the fourth quarter of play. The Zizzers will have the basketball. They trail by 10, 36-26. And Hunter McCullough will run the offense for the Zizzers. McCullough, Marshfield looking to trap once again, half-court trap. Connor Lair gets it to McCullough. McCullough up top, Lair on the left wing, back up to McCullough. Harris on the right wing. McCullough up top, now it's Lair on the right wing. They'll give it to Harrison in the paint. Jumper is good. Taylor Harrison now with 7 in the ball game. Zizzers trail by 8. And it'll be McBride to bring it up the floor for Marshfield. Across the timeline, Zizzers in a man-to-man. McBride with it up top. McBride looking. He'll give it up to Curley. Curley gives it to Anderson. Back to McBride. McBride up top. That'll be Curley. Now they come left side, and the three is good by Anderson. And, folks, that's all Blake Anderson's done for Marshfield is hit 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 in the ball game. And Gunnar Robbins underneath. There's an offensive foul on Gunnar Robbins. Used the left elbow to clear out the defender. So it's a 39-28 lead for Marshfield. And now the Zizzers are going to start with some full court pressure now. And up the floor is Mings. Mings, and it's stolen by Harris. And Harris is going to be fouled by Curley. That'll be the second foul on Curley. And that's only the second team foul in the ball game. McCullough comes out. Dagan Green, no. Owen Harris comes out. Dagan Green comes in. McCullough will stay in the ball game. Zizzers will inbound from the side. Green with it to Connor Lair. Lair back to Green, back to McCullough. Lair with the basketball, up top, gives it to Harrison. Harrison pulls up for the jumper again, no good, and rebound goes down to Marshfield. Cooper is going to bring it up, or I should say McBride will bring it up. Gives it up to Mings now, Mings up top of the basketball. And stolen away by Gunnar Robbins, he'll give it to Connor Lair. Lair with the basketball. Up top is McCullough. Green in the lane. Green off the backboard. It's good. Taking Green now with 5 points in the ball game. Zizzers trail by 9, 39-30. And once again, just an easy layup by Anderson. As the Zizzers trying to double team on the press, and Anderson just got behind the defense and just scored a layup. 11-point lead for Marshfield, 5:28 to go in the ball game. Green up top, Connor Lair on the right wing. Up top to Harrison. Taylor Harrison now gives it back to Lair. Lair up top, gives it back to Harrison. Underneath is Gunnar Robbins. Robbins shot up and he missed it. But he's going to get fouled. He's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul's on Wilson. That's his second. That's only the third team foul on Marshfield in this ball game in the second half. Gunnar Robbins shooting two for the Zizzers. And he missed the first one. Zizzers can't make a shot, and they can't make a free throw. Second one is good by Gunnar Robbins. He's got six in the ball game. It's a 10-point lead. McBride gives it up to Curley. They'll give it to Wilson up the floor. And a three once again for Anderson. That is 5 3-pointers for Blake Anderson. And the Zizzers want a timeout. 4:56 to go in the ball game. 44-31. Marshfield with the lead. And we are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield. Marshfield's opened up their biggest lead of the ball game, 44-31 over the Zizzers with 4:56 to go in the ball game. Owen Harris with the basketball gives it to Green. Green to Harris, and they'll get it across the timeline. Harris to Green over on the left wing. Green up top, back to Harris. Back to Green on the right wing. Harris up top. And they'll go down the block, and Bristol Wood tried to get it inside, but it's knocked away. Owen Harris with it. Green on the right wing now. Cross court to Connor Lair. He's going to shoot the three. It's good. Connor Lair has his second three-pointer of the night. Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mount Grove, is their three-pointer. And it's a 10-point lead for Marshfield. Zizzers trying to double-team. McBride down in the left corner. He'll come up top around to Anderson. Now they'll go down to Mings on the block, and he's going to score. Mings has got 10 in the ball game. Anderson has 17 for Marshfield. Zizzers with the basketball, trailing by 12. Green with it. Green up top. Now he'll give it to Harris. Down the left corner is Connor Lair. Back up top to Harris. Back to Lair. They'll go Wood down the baseline. Back to Lair. He'll shoot a three out of the corner. It's no good. Green with the rebound, and he puts it back up and in. Dagan Green with 7 in the ball game, and it's back to a 10-point lead, and right on cue, Anderson all by himself behind the defense and scores on the lazy layup. 3 minutes to go in the game, and the Zizzers trailing by 12 once again. Lair with the basketball. Connor Lair up top. Now he tries to go underneath Wood, and it's stolen away by McBride. Anderson with the basketball, and there's going to be a foul on Dagan Green. Green's going to pick up his second foul, and that'll be the third team foul here in the second half. Bristol Wood is going to come out. Sean Tinsley will come in for the Zizzers. And Curley right now with the basketball for Marshfield. He'll give it up. Anderson back to Curley. Now it's McBride. Wilson. Down in the corner is Mings. Mings misses the three. Owen Harris, smallest guy on the floor, with the rebound. He'll bring it up, gives it to Dagan Green. Connor Lair with it now. Kicks it out. Harrison's going to fire from the wing. It's good for three. Taylor Harrison with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mound Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers trail by nine with 2:19 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield. 2:19 to go in the ball game. Scissors trailing by 9, 48-39. Marshfield with the basketball. Scissors full court, man-to-man. And that time they threw it right straight to the Scissors. Harrison with it. Dagan Green. Gives it to Connor Lair. Down the lane, missed the layup. Connor gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. Connor Lair now with 8 points in the ball game, and now it's 48-41, Marshfield with the lead. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield. 2:07 to go in the ball game. And Marshfield leads it 48-41 over the Zizzers. Marshfield will have the basketball. And let's see if Marshfield can throw it to the Zizzer defender like they did last time. It'll be Curley to throw in the ball. He'll give it to Mings. Mings has it knocked out of bounds by Lair. It'll be Marshfield basketball on the side. 2:04 to go in the ball game. Once again, Curley will throw it in for Marshfield. Gives it to McBride. Back to Curley. And Curley now. And it's stolen by Connor Lair. Connor Lair gives it to Harrison up top the key. Green's going to fire the three from the wing, no good. And Connor Lair with the rebound pulls up for the jumper in the lane, no good. And it's saved in by Marshfield and up the floor. And Anderson's going to run it down. Almost had an easy layup. They'll go out top to Curley. Now it's Mings on the right wing. He'll kick it out to McBride. Up top, minute 27 to go. And right now, Marshfield's just playing keep away from the Zizzers, and underneath is Mings for the basket. Mings for the easy bucket. It's a 9-point lead with a minute 13. Dagan Green back to Harris. It's now Lair on the left wing. Connor Lair looking. Owen Harris is going to shoot the three. It's good. Owen Harris with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers trail by 6 with a minute 3 to go, and we are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first.
We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield. 50-44, Marshfield with the lead. They'll have the basketball. Scissors have got it down to six here, with a little over a minute to go in the ball game. And let's see. Looks like a minute three to go in the ball game. And it will be Mings to throw in the basketball. And Zizzer's picking up full court, man to man. So Mings will throw it in, and he's going to get it to Wilson. Back to Mings. Mings with the basketball. Gives it to Cooper. And that's going to be a blocking foul on Harris. That'll be Harris's second. Fourth team foul on the Zizzers. And Marshfield will throw it in by the Zizzer bench. And it will be Mings with the basketball. They'll go across the top to Anderson. Now it's going to be Curley up top. Zizzers may have to foul if they can't steal it here. And Marshfield throws it back court. And now they're going to say timeout, Marshfield. Now the officials are going to get together. This should be a backcourt violation on Marshfield. Zither should get the ball. Marshfield's trying to say they called timeout, but they didn't call timeout. They did not have possession of the ball. It was in the air when the coach hollered timeout. Let's see what the officials say. They're talking about it. No timeout. It'll be backcourt. Zizzers will get the basketball. 42 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzers trailing by six. So Zizzers trailing by six with 42 seconds to go. And Harrison will throw it in to Harris. Owen Harris up the top of the key. Harris with it. And now it's Lair. Lair up top. Owen with the basketball. He'll give it to Harrison, and we've got 3 seconds in the lane on Tinsley. Not much movement by the Zizzers that time on offense. You can't stand around. You got to move around to get open. Marshfield will get the basketball. 29 seconds to go in the ball game. Wilson with it, gives it to Cooper, or McBride, I should say. Anderson with it, back to McBride. Now they'll get it up the floor. Anderson with it, and they're going to foul Anderson. Anderson's going to the free throw line. Well, no, he's not, because the Zizzers aren't in. So now, Owen Harris has picked up his third, and timeout West Plains. So, 20 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzers trail by six. Marshfield has the ball. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Save big on your Christmas shopping at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Four-post boot and glove dryers, just $29.99. Boot scrubbers, $6.99. And lots of Black Friday in-store specials that you just have to see. And don't forget the Hirsch gift cards. Check out Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply and West Plains' Facebook page for all the savings. Proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield. Marshfield leads it 50-44 over the Scissors. Marshfield will get the basketball. They'll inbound from the side. 20 seconds to go in the game. And it'll be Wilson to throw it in. And Scissors still have to commit two more fouls before they put anybody on the free throw line and backdoor play to me. And why not? I mean, they've been doing it all night long. Zizzers didn't have an answer. Taylor Harrison misses the three. He gets the rebound, and it finally rolls around and goes in for Taylor. And that's going to be your ball game. Final score, 52-46. Marshfield will defeat the West Plains Zizzers. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with your Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains Post Game Show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield. Marshfield defeats the West Plains Zizzers 52-46. It was the Zizzers being led by Taylor Harrison with 12 points tonight. 9 points for Owen Harris, 8 points for Connor Lair, 4 for Bristol Woods, 7 points for Dagan Green, and 6 points for Gunnar Robbins. For Marshfield, 19 points for Anderson, 14 for Mings, 9 points for McBride, 4 points for Curley, and 4 points for Bull. It was West Plains leading 9-7 at the end of the first quarter. However, it was Marshfield leading at the half 23-21. Then they led it 36-26 at the end of three, and they went at 52-46. Basically, the story of this ball game was the Zizzers not playing very good defense tonight. They finally, if they would have played the whole ball game like they did about the last 3 to 4 minutes, this would have probably been a different outcome. That and they needed to quit. Marshfield kept getting behind the Zizzer defense for easy layups, folks, and you just can't win ball games if you're going to let your opponent get behind your defense and just score on easy baskets underneath. And that's what happened. That and Blake Anderson hitting 5 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. And that's what sunk the Zizzers here this evening, 52-46. Zizzers now 5-3 on the season. Marshfield goes to 6-2. We'll come back with your Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains Post Game Show. We'll have your player of the game. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes. Book a hotel room and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Marshfield, 52-46. Blue Jays defeat the West Plains Zizzers. The Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains Post Game Show. Your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains player of the game is Taylor Harrison. He led the way with 12 points for the Zizzers. Freshman ball game, West Plains won it 53-45. JV contest, Marshfield wins 40-35. Varsity contest, Marshfield wins at 52-46. Zizzers 5-3 on the season. Marshfield at 6-2 now on the season. Next up for the Zizzers will be Monday morning, 10 o'clock. They will play in the gold division of the Blue and Gold Tournament in Springfield at JQH Arena. They will take on Spokane, and that's at 10 a.m. Monday morning at JQH Arena. All right, want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight, Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Negri Plumbing, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics Hall of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy, West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Zizzer Zone and Toyota of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, and Bless Your Heart Boutique, West Plains and Alta. Zizzers go down to Marshfield, 52-46. Hope you enjoyed Zizzer basketball this evening on 100.9 The Train. Good night.